For 8DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. The drama over a possible Senate deal to overhaul immigration at the border is the top issue right now in the 2024 presidential race. Former President Trump is trying to shut down any plan, reportedly to help his campaign. CBS's Christina Ruffini explains.
This week, Trump issued a statement saying a border deal now would be another gift to the radical left Democrats, and has been appealing directly to GOP members of Congress, asking them to scuttle the deal. In a letter to House Republicans Friday, Speaker Mike Johnson wrote, if rumors about the contents of the draft proposal are true, it would have been dead on arrival in the House.
This is Texas Governor Greg Abbott vows that his state will continue to hold the line against what he calls the Biden administration's border crisis. CBS's immigration reporter Camila Montoya Galvez with more.
Texas is doubling down on its efforts at the U.S.-Mexico border. The state is defying federal demands to allow Border Patrol into a public park in Eagle Pass. National Guard soldiers are fortifying the park with armed vehicles, fencing, and razor wire.
There's a massive accident involving multiple vehicles on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Anne Arundel County Fire says at least 10 people have been taken to hospitals and two may have life-threatening injuries. The bridge is very high and scary to drive, and the crash happened in foggy conditions. WTOP traffic reporter Steve Dresner.
Just before 8 o'clock this morning, there was a multi-vehicle crash over the westbound span of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Currently, the span does remain closed. They're trying to activate a two-way traffic pattern over the eastbound span.
Now to the Middle East, where CBS's Deborah Pata reports that the UN's top court has ruled that Israel must do more to prevent genocide in Gaza.
Presiding Judge Joan Donahue stressed that this was part of a wider court case to determine whether or not Israel was committing genocide. That, however, could take years. But she warned,
the court considers that the catastrophic humanitarian situation in the Gaza Strip is at serious risk of deteriorating further before the court renders its final judgment.
In the U.S., millions are under flood alerts due to heavy rain in the Gulf Coast and parts of the Midwest. Kelly Cass is at the Weather Channel.
The heaviest rain moving out of Texas today will be affecting the Mississippi Valley and the rest of the Southeast. And unfortunately, besides the flooding, we are concerned about severe weather.
The avian flu is running rampant on poultry farms in California a year after it caused record egg prices and shortages in the Midwest. But experts say the current spread is being fueled by geese and other migratory birds that spend their winters in California. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. The FBI is warning that extortion crimes against teenagers on social media rose 20% from October of 2022 to March of last year over the same period the year before. Boys are often the victims. Suzanne Potter has more.
Scammers will pose as an attractive girl on social media or gaming sites, ask the boy to send nude photos or videos, then threaten to post them online if the victim doesn't pay up. FBI Special Agent Curtis Cox says the threats often cause extreme mental anguish.
Fear of being exposed that way causes these kids to panic. Sometimes they attempt to make the payments, which is a big mistake. It doesn't solve the problem, it only exacerbates it. And unfortunately, oftentimes we see this anxiety lead to self-harm or thoughts of suicide.
The FBI says between October 2021 and March 2023, the feds got more than 13,000 reports of online financial sextortion of minors involving more than 12,600 victims, which led to at least 20 suicides. Cox asks parents to discuss sextortion with their kids and show compassion if their child has fallen prey.
These kids are victims to criminals who know exactly what to say and what to do to get what they want. If your kid does report this to you, don't judge, don't be angry. look at them as a victim and help them get the help and the resources that they need to get through this.
Victims can report the crime at 1-800-CALL-FBI or online at tips.fbi.gov. I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 20s. On your Sunday, clouds and a high near 35. We'll have 37 for the high on Monday and Tuesday. And in the upper 30s again on your Wednesday, near 40 by Thursday.
Right now, it's 37.
Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
Welcome, one and all. You are indeed listening to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this kind of gloomy Saturday. I am your host, Seth, and I am here to take your phone calls. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. If you're looking to buy or sell items from your friends and neighbors all throughout central Wisconsin, if you want to talk about upcoming events, anything like that, that is what we are here for on this Saturday until noon, all the way until noon today. I might play a little music. Talk about some sports coming up here. Talk about some other events happening throughout our listening area. Thanks for joining me today. Hope to hear from you soon. 424-2600. Let's do a little review here of some sports that was happening here on WFHR and, of course, on our sister station, WIRI. Last night, we had a couple of games, one here on WFHR. We had the Wisconsin men's basketball team hosting Michigan State, and I'm happy to report that the Badgers did indeed win convincingly 81-66 last night. Wisconsin is now in sole possession of first place in the Big Ten. How cool is that? They are playing so well right now, and you can catch all of their games right here on WFHR as we move forward. Looks like a good year for the men's basketball team in Wisconsin. If you tuned in to WIRI last night, you heard a hockey game, the River Kings taking on the Minnesota Mullets. Sadly, that one did not end in victory. 4-3 was the final, the Mullets taking the victory on that one. It was a good game up to the very end. Unfortunately, the River Kings could not pull it out. They have their chance to even up the series tonight. Once again, starting at about 7 o'clock on WIRI, we have them taking on the Mullets to finish up the series. And they have one more game this weekend on Sunday. They're going to be taking on the Hudson Havoc, so 3 in a row. Whew, that must be a little bit tiring for those guys. River Kings taking on the Hudson Havoc, the top team in their conference, in their division, I should say. And that is coming up on 7 o'clock on Sunday as well. Hope you can tune in for that. If you are not going to the game, which we, of course, also very, very much encourage, head to the Southwood County Rec Center. Check out the River Kings in person. It's a fun time, I guarantee it. Today at 6:30 on WFHR, the Bucks are taking on the New Orleans Pelicans for their next game. A nice win, their first post-Adrian Griffin win against Cleveland was on Wednesday. Let's see if they can keep the ball rolling here with Doc Rivers, their new coach, and see what happens with the Bucks happening tonight in New Orleans. They're also going to be playing on Monday. That's an interesting matchup. 7:30, they are going to be playing the Denver Nuggets. Very good team in the West. See how they do against that team. That's what's coming up here for some sports in the next weekend and heading into Monday. Don't forget Playmakers also live, 3 o'clock on Monday. James and his guests will be talking about all kinds of sports, talking about what happens in the playoffs this weekend as well in the NFL. So stay tuned for all that, and you never know what's going to happen on that show, who he's going to be talking to. Hopefully Coach Paul will be joining him as well. Also want everyone to know, let's see here, I have to think here. I'm a little foggy right now. Let everyone know our regular schedule also happening here on WFHR. Tomorrow night, our regular schedule will be happening. We will be having at 1 o'clock on Sunday, of course, the rebroadcast of the Sunshine Polka Show. Be sure to check that out. Tim put together a couple more shows. He keeps plugging away, and we love the shows he gives us. So thanks a lot, Tim, for that. And you can check that out if you missed it at 7 o'clock this morning. You can check it out at 1 o'clock tomorrow on Sunday. 6 o'clock, we have a rebroadcast of Seth Faces the Music. I was not able to put together a new show this week for a variety of reasons, but we'll have a rebroadcast of a show from last year. Hope you can enjoy that one as well. Rebroadcast also for Director's Cut. We're going to be replaying the interview we had with our good friend Joel Goodness. It is his birthday week, and we had an interview with Joel and all the great things he's done in his acting career. Very fun interview. We do encourage you to check that out from 8 to 9 tomorrow, right after Seth Faces the Music. Don't forget that on weekdays, Monday through Friday, 7 to 8 on Wisc Country, 105.5 WIRI. We've got the Sunrise Show. James is doing that solo now. Hope everyone's been enjoying that. That was, of course, the idea from the start, to have just one person running that show. So he's into his first week. Hope everything's going well for him there. And then, of course, on WFHR, 8 to 10, Monday through Friday, we have the morning show. James and all of his guest hosts like me and Melissa and who knows, Terry might be in on this week. We'll see. It's our flagship show, 8 to 10, Monday through Friday. We're going to have some more high school sports coming up next week as well on WIRI. On Tuesday, we have an Assumption girls game. And then on Thursday, I don't remember. I'll be working the game, but we'll be talking about that as we get closer to it as well. So stay tuned for all the great sports and all the other great programming we have here on WFHR. All right, let's go ahead and take our first caller of the morning right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I'd just like to remind everybody that the Port Edwards Lions Club have our annual fishery going on right now out at NEPCO Lake. We've got lots of fish being caught, a lot of food being eaten, a lot of good family fun. So come on out. We'll be here till 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's nice and warm out, so come out and support us because we really enjoy that.
All right. All right. Thank you very much for the call. We'll send as many people as we can your way.
Yeah, and thanks a lot for all you do.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it. Fishery going on in Port Edwards there at NEPCO Lake Park. Go until 3 o'clock. There's a lot of fun stuff going on. Food, fun, fishing, you name it. It's all going on over there right now. So no, I don't have to talk about that anymore. Also going on right now, I should mention this as well. We have the market at the Moravian. The winter market is going on right now until 1 o'clock in the basement of the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South. And that is going to continue on every Saturday through May 18th. I got to get the right date there. Check it out. Head on over there right now. You can also check out their Facebook page if you want to see who is all the vendors, who the vendors are this week. You can check that out on their Facebook page, just Winter Farmers Market. Type that into your search bar for that. That's going on until 1 o'clock today. So we do ask that you check it out if you have not done so yet this year. Do appreciate everyone who has supported the farmers market so far. There's actually a food truck outside in the parking lot. Some barbecue looks good as well. So go ahead and check that out. All right, let's take another phone call right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, I have a Yardman snowblower for sale and electric start, 10 horsepower, $800, 423-2469.
423-2469.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day. We have a electric start snowblower for sale, which you know, doesn't seem very useful right now, but you know there'll be more snow coming. You know that. 423-2469. 2469, the number to call for that snowblower if you are interested in that. Thanks for that call right there. All right, here. I think it's time for our first break here. And like I said, I'm interested in playing a little music while we're going between the things right now. As you can tell, I'm a little under the weather by my voice. So I'm going to play some music. Just take a break as we go through our morning here on Over the Back Fence. But keep those calls coming, 424-2600 here on WFHR. Up next, we got a song from Julian Lennon. It is Too Late for Goodbye right here on the morning show on Over the Back Fence on Locally Grown Radio.
Winter's Farmers Market at the Moravian Church in Wisconsin Rapids is now open. Do you have a small business and want to join the fun? Head to Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church Facebook page and sign up. Our lunch vendors will be bringing in their sweet, savory, and delicious foods for you to try while you find great treasures for your loved ones. And in case you forgot, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. So come join us at the Winter's Farmers Market at the Moravian Church on Saturdays from 9 to 1 at 310 First Avenue South in Wisconsin Rapids.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, all right, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 20s. On your Sunday, clouds and a high near 35. We'll have 37 for the high on Monday and Tuesday. And in the upper 30s again on your Wednesday, near 40 by Thursday.
Right now, 35.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Thanks for joining me on this Saturday. Going up till noon today on this show, 424-2600 is the number to call. If you're looking to buy or sell items, if you're looking to talk about events, we've had both of those already. During the break there, I got a call from Jim, who's looking to sell a 20-gauge shotgun with all kinds of accessories that go along with it. If you are interested in that, give Jim a call, 459-3696. 459-3696 is the number to call for that. Thanks a lot for that call. Appreciate it. 424-2600, if you would also like to do what Jim did and offer something for sale. Got a couple of notes here before we get into our events and other things. Some stuff that's happening around the area. We want to let you know that our good friends over at the Lowell Center will again partner with AARP to provide free tax counseling for those who meet the criteria. Excuse me, they are requesting your help, The AARP Tax Aid Program was designed to provide free assistance for low and middle income taxpayers, with special attention to those age 60 and older. Volunteer counselors trained in cooperation with the IRS are available every Monday, Wednesday, and select Thursdays at the Lowell Center starting February 5th through April 11th. But appointments are necessary. That's why we're telling you right now. You just need to call 715-422-2778 between the hours of 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Monday through Friday to schedule your personal tax appointment. Appointments will be determined on a first-call, first-served basis. As a reminder, though, this is a free service. Donations are appreciated and greatly benefit the Lowell Center programming. So this is going to go from February 5th through April 11th. That's when they're going to be offering it. But once again, remember, you do need an appointment for this. Call 715-422-2778, 422-2778, if you are interested in getting some free tax counseling from AARP through our good friends at the Lowell Center. We have a note from the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department. Sadly, the Powers Bluff tubing and skiing areas will be closed until we receive more snow. Can't be more blunt than that. Cross-country skiing, fat tire bike, and snowshoe trails remain open, but are deteriorating rapidly. Please stay off if temps are above freezing. Ask you for very nice for that. Snowmobile trails will remain closed pending more snow. County trail maps can be accessed at the Wood County Parks and Forestry Department website. You can also check their website, Facebook, and Instagram pages or Travel Wisconsin for updates and for opening and closing information. Hopefully, there will be some more openings coming up when we receive some more snow. We got a deadline coming up here. If you would like to participate in the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs Valentine's for Veterans program, they're asking once again for caring individuals to send Valentine's Day cards to the veterans living at the Wisconsin Veterans Homes in Chippewa Falls, King, and Union Grove. Please be sure to mail your Valentine's Day card to our veterans no later than January 31st, so you have until Wednesday. so they may arrive in time to be distributed to all of our homes on February 14th. They ask that you do not include candy, food, or snacks as with these due to allergies or dietary restrictions. Send them to the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, Attention Veteran Valentines, P.O. Box 7843, Madison, Wisconsin, 53707. They received 24,000 Valentines last year. How cool is that? I want to see if everyone in the state can get that up there, can break that record of 24,000. That would be very, very cool. All right, looking ahead here to more events coming up this week and heading into next weekend. Coming up this week on January 29th, that's on Monday, the next Movie Monday, showing at 1:30 and 6 p.m. This one is interesting. This is a Wood County Health Department documentary that put on, sponsored by the Wood County Health Department. This film is called Screenagers Under the Influence. The third feature documentary in the Screenagers trilogy explores how our tech revolution has impacted teens' views and behaviors around alcohol, vaping, cannabis, and other substances, and what parents, schools, and teens can do to support healthy decision-making. This is a very interesting idea. And a big shout-out to the Wood County Health Department for sponsoring this. Sounds like a fascinating documentary that I think many, many people would enjoy. So that's Monday from at 1:30 and at 6 p.m. at the Fine Arts Center at the McMillan Library to view that movie. Kind of a quiet week here as we get rolling into February next week. And I do want to highlight a couple of things happening coming up on starting on Thursday, which, of course, is February 1st. We have not only do we have the latest live music performance of our good friend Pete Revelle and Four on the Floor. They take place from 2 to 4 every first and third Thursday at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center. Go listen to some great music and have some fun. They will bring back memories from yesteryear with their talented jazz sound and fun interpretation of the great jazz standards from days gone by. Sing along if you want, and also enjoy listening to Pete's funny and fascinating stories from over 50 years in the music industry. I couldn't tell you how much I agree with that. Pete is a treasure. We love that man. He's one of the greats. Once again, that is Thursday from 2 to 4. That's February 1st. 2651 8th Street South, that is where the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center is. Go check that out on Thursday. And actually, there's another cool event happening at the CWCC on Thursday as well. We'd be remiss not to mention this. View the new exciting exhibit, Aspiring Artists. This is going to be open through, April 1st, and it will start on January 30th. But February 1st is when they're having their reception to meet the artists. The Aspiring Artist program has art from ages 9 to 99 years young who have never exhibited before. All mediums are included. It's going to be it's a great example. We have the exhibit opening, I guess you could say, or reception is going to be on this Thursday from 5:30 to 7:30. Once again, at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center, 2651 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. I have a chance to go meet some aspiring artists and their first ever exhibition of their work, which is very, very cool. I love the fact that the CWCC gives them an opportunity to do this, and we appreciate all that they do. Looking ahead to next weekend, we have a lot of stuff heading into the first week of February. Got to get a lot of stuff in. Not only do we have more Wisconsin Rapids River Kings next weekend, Friday and Saturday, they're taking on the Minnesota Blue Ox, 7 o'clock for both of those games. We also have, oh my gosh, let's see. We also have the 2024 Wisconsin Rapids Polar Plunge. Join the Special Olympics Wisconsin at the Anchor Bay Bar and Grill for the 2024 Polar Plunge and support Special Olympics Wisconsin as we usher in the next 50 years and continue to create a future that only knows inclusion. There's going to be live music, food and beverages, hot chocolate, merchandise for purchase, photo moments, and more. 8:30 to 4 over at Anchor Bay. 3460 North Buren Drive in Wisconsin Rapids, or Buren, if you will. Check out the Special Olympics Wisconsin website or their Facebook page for more information on this very, very cool event. It's happening on next Saturday, February 3rd. Also coming up next Saturday, let's see. Oh, let's get the right thing here. We've got the father-daughter dance at the Royal Ball at the YMCA. Fathers, grandfathers, and uncles are invited to spend a magical evening with their princess. Princesses can be any age. Take note, everybody, can be of any age. Enjoy an evening of dancing, contests, a craft, appetizers, and treats. Girls will receive a special gift and a keepsake photo to remember the special evening together. It's happening at Saturday, February 3rd, like I mentioned, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Southwood Gwinnett County YMCA and the Boys and Girls Club right next door. Pre-registration is required. That's why we're talking about it right now. The registration deadline is January 29th. That is Monday. So if you're planning on doing this, get your registration in by Monday, everybody. $25 for a member and $30 for non-members. $10 per each additional daughter. If you have a lot of daughters, bring them all. Register at the Southwood County YMC web, at the Y, or go to their website, swcymca.org. Stephanie Lund is the coordinator for that. 715-818-6012 is the number to call if you have more. If you want more information from Steph. Or you can email slund@swcymca.org. Very cool event, and I hope many people out there can get a chance to do that. A couple other things happening next weekend. We want to make sure everyone knows next Friday they have an open house over at the Buckley Baldwin Post number 2534 for an evening of food, drink, and fellowship at the Donald J. Knuth Memorial Hall, 2711 Redden Road in Wisconsin Rapids. And that is from 6 to 8 p.m. on Friday. A shuttle bus will run from the Hotel Mead and Conference Center to Donald J. Knuth. If you're not able to get a ride, they will get you there. Sounds like a fascinating, or not a fun evening over with our good friends at the VFW. You're going to have an open house. There's going to be lots of great opportunities to talk, to network, if you want to call it that. Food, drink, all kinds of good stuff happening next Friday at the VFW at 2711 Redden Road. All right, everyone. As you can tell, my voice is starting to get a little scratchy here. So I think it's time for us to for us to go ahead and throw another song on the fire here. He said, winking the whole time. Very tongue-in-cheek. We'll come back here in just a few minutes after this break and this music to take more of your phone calls, 424-2600 on Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Here's Dirk Commissar by After the Fire on Locally Grown Radio.
She really meant, and I got to thinking while she was. was talking, then I know she told the story. I know special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing.
Don't turn around.
This clock had come so
chop, 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 chop.
Well, we meet Jill and Joe and Brother Hamm and the whole cool gang and all. They're rapping here, they're rapping there, but she's climbing up the wall. It's a clear case at Commissar, cause all the children know. They're all sliding down into the valley, they're all slipping on the same snow. Here the children
don't turn around.
Uh-oh.
The Commissar's in town.
Uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak and your frustration will not let you speak. La la la.
Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Knocked down the Spartans. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin sailed to an 81-66 win over Michigan State. A.J. Storr with 28 points. Head coach Greg Gard still battling that flu bug on his team's performance.
A lot of good things that I saw tonight. Really proud of our guys, of how they, you know, it's as close to a complete 40 minutes as we've had in a while. I thought individually Chucky, Max, and John were really good on Tyson Walker, who's a terrific player. And I thought Tyler and Gilmore did a good job on Malik Hall. And then obviously offensively, we shared the ball. We moved it, to have only six turnovers. And obviously, AJ, the basket looked like the ocean to him.
NBA, the Bucks made it official. They have signed Doc Rivers to a contract, making him the next head coach. Interim head coach Joe Prunty on losing to the Cavaliers 112-110 at home at Fiserv Forum.
Good game, competitive, physical. Obviously, we came out on the wrong end of it.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 20s. On your Sunday, clouds and a high near 35. We'll have 37 for the high on Monday and Tuesday. And in the upper 30s again on your Wednesday, near 40 by Thursday.
Right now, 35.
Welcome back, everyone, to Over the Back Fence on WFHR. Hope the Saturday is treating you right out there, everybody. 424-2600 is the number to call to get on these airwaves. In fact, we have a caller right now. Let's take it. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I heard a caller, I believe it was your second caller, had the shotgun for sale. Mm-hmm. Could you get me that number again?
Sure thing. 459-3696.
3696. Thank you very much.
You are welcome.
Appreciate you being on here.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Appreciate all our callers and listeners. Thanks for that call. And if there's any information you want out there that we've gone over, please don't hesitate to give a call, and we will get that to you as soon as we can. While we're on break, we did have another call that I want to put out there. We had a caller who has a bunch of different things to give away and for sale, a bunch of sewing supplies, including some patterns that they're looking to sell, some Country Life magazines to give away, and a few other things that I wrote down, but I can't read my own writing. So if you're interested, give him a call, 498-9759, 498-9759. 59 is the number to call if you're interested in those sewing supplies, magazines, or whatever else they have for sale there. Continuing on with some fun stuff now, we're getting into Lent here soon, which means fish fries are coming up, and we'll get into those in a little bit. But we have some other great food-related events happening in area churches here, and we'll get into that in just a sec. But first, let's go ahead and grab a phone caller. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yes, good morning. We have for sale today several Beanie Babies from the 1990s. They're excellent condition and never been played with. Phone 715-423-3396. If there's no answer, please leave a message.
All right, 423-3396.
Correct, thank you.
Thank you, have a great weekend. Beanie Babies, if you're interested, they've got some for sale in pristine condition. 423-3396, the number to call, 423-3396, if you are interested in that. All right, so let's go ahead and jump in here. Got some great events coming up at churches over at St. Bronislava, Holy Name. We've got at 3200 Plover Road in Plover, all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast. Their next one's coming up Saturday, February 4th from 8:30 to noon. Includes buttermilk and potato pancakes, French toast, breakfast links, and ham. And milk, juice, and coffee, of course, costs $10 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12, free for ages 4 and under, cooked by the men of Holy Name, and table service by St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop 201. Thank you, they say, for your support on that. Later on in the day, on February 4th, that's that Sunday, at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Rapids at 8020 South Park Road, they have a spaghetti supper coming up, serving from 4 to 6 p.m. Dinner served at your candlelit table. Ooh, includes a fresh garden salad, spaghetti with homemade meat sauce, Italian garlic or plain bread, dessert cart featuring an assortment of homemade pies, cookies, cakes, and other desserts, hot, cold beverages. Again, only $10. For that, children 6 to 10 or 5, 6 and under are free. All-you-can-eat spaghetti supper coming up at St. John Evangelical Lutheran Church at 8020 South Park Road in Wisconsin Rapids. Before we get into some of our other fabulous dinner things that are coming up here with Lent, of course, that means fish fries. Fish fries! Can't wait! But before we do that, let's quick get into the next event that's happening over at the Performing Arts Center through our friends at the Arts Council. And this one is specifically good because it is sponsored by us, WFHR and WIRI. That's right. We have a sponsorship in the next show coming up on February 8th, 7:30 p.m. It is Uptown. From humble beginnings in Harlem and NYC, Uptown spreads their unique perspective on Motown's soul classics to audiences all over the globe. Their signature style can be seen in their choreography, arrangement, and contemporary tack of their content. A high-energy family show that combines new-school look and feel with old-school classics that we all know and love. Uptown was described as the most electrifying show I've seen in a decade by someone. They didn't put their name on it. If you want to know more, go to their website, uptownofficial.com. You can purchase tickets through the Arts Council of Southwood County, 24/7 at savorthearts.com. You can call 715-424-2787 or visit their office at 1040 8th Street South, Suite 101 in Wisconsin Rapids. Their normal business hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 to 2:30. If you want to purchase tickets or if you have any questions or you want to call, that is the time to do it. This is coming up. I'm sure we're going to be having a fun interview with Sally and James, and hopefully one of the members of Uptown will be calling in to talk about this show. And I have it on good report. Our own Pam Hilke was at the show on Thursday, the MJ The Illusion, and she said it was fabulous. I mean, it was really remarkable. The entertainment was all really cool and really great. It was so amazing how the Michael Knight and his moves, his voice, everything. He is Michael Jackson through and through. Very full crowd, as I heard as well. So let's keep it going. If you want to continue to bring acts like that to this area at the PAC, we do encourage you to get your tickets now. And I'm sure we will be giving away some tickets to Uptown as well as we go forward here. Stay tuned to WFHR. All right, we have a few more things to get to here, a couple more events that I want to talk about. Let's take our final break. Got to take care of some stuff here. So when we come back, we're going to get a few more events in. We're going to wrap up the show and maybe play one more song or so. We'll see what happens. And more importantly, your phone calls, 424-2600, to get on Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit, caring grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race
there
now.
Is no path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some fog today, mostly cloudy, highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, upper 20s. On your Sunday, clouds and a high near 35. We'll have 37 for the high on Monday and Tuesday. And in the upper 30s again on your Wednesday, near 40 by Thursday.
Right now, it's 37.
Welcome back, everyone. over the back fence, wishing for summer. Warm California sun. Any sun would be nice, right? Sounds like we're going to be having some coming up over this week. So that'll be nice. I know it's warm temperatures and it's winter and it's weird. But hey, you know what? A little sun never hurt anybody. Oh, boy. We're going to be wrapping up the show here very shortly. 424-2600 if you want to get those last minute calls in. Now is the time to do it. I do want to talk a little bit about what's coming up in Nakusa. The Port Edwards Knights of Columbus are having their annual drive-through fish fry. It's happening once again, everybody. Beer-battered fried cod served with baked potato or potato salad, coleslaw, dinner roll, and dessert. Price is $13. Fridays, February 16th through March 22nd, 3 to 6 p.m. Sacred Heart Parish at 711 Prospect Avenue in Nakusa. Enter on 7th Street and follow the signs. And they do appreciate everyone on this one, but I can't wait. I love fish fries, and I love Lenten fish fries. They make me very, very happy. We've got some other stuff coming up here. Our good friends over at in Nakusa are going to be having the next Wakely's Winterfest coming up on Saturday, February 17th at the Nakusa Community Center, 416 Crestview Lane. And this is the one where they have the meal will consist of donated wild game and two domestic meats. Way to try all kinds of different kinds of meat. Music is going to be provided by Don and Ann Pollock. Tickets may be purchased at Family Natural Foods in Wisconsin Rapids, Daily Drug, and Beavers in Nakusa. Gathering is at 4 o'clock, dinner is at 4:50, entertainment is at 6:30. Advanced sale tickets are 20, at the door 25. Historic Point Boss, it is connected to that, so keep that in mind, everyone. HistoricPointBoss.com is the website to go to for more information on this. And hopefully we'll have our good friend Mike Kittner coming in soon to talk about this event as well. And we do appreciate him and everything that goes on over there. Some more blood drive information coming up here. We are continually looking for people to help out with this. We've got two more coming up at the former East Junior High School, room 111 at 311 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Tuesday, February 20th from 10 to 3. Monday, February 26th from 2 to 7. Appointments are encouraged. You can call 800-280-4102, 800-280-4102 to make an appointment. Walk-ins, of course, are also welcome. The Community Blood Center is the primary supplier of blood to Aspirus Riverview Hospital. So, again, patients are in need. You are the ones that can help get the blood flowing, as it were, so we can help people out. Donating blood every 2 seconds, someone in the U.S. needs blood. So keep that in mind, everyone. It might be your loved one. It might be you someday. So let's all keep that in mind. We had a new friend drop off this really interesting thing. This series of events happening up in Wausau over Lenten. We've got some Lenten organ meditations at Zion Lutheran Church in Wausau. Fridays from 12:15 to 12:45, come for a time of meditation and music during the lunch hour. February 23rd, George Felty. March 1st, Irene Beeth. March 8th, Susan Schaefer and Susan Bender. March 15th, Patrick Burkhart and James Holt. And on March 22nd, Brian Higgins Moe. This is sponsored by the Wisconsin River Chapter American Guild, the Wisconsin River Chapter of the American Guild of Organists. This is very cool. Organ music, you don't hear a lot of it anymore, except in church. This is a very cool event, and I do encourage people to check this out because it sounds like a very, very good time. The website is agohq.org/chapter/Wisconsin River. Also, go to AGO Wisconsin River Chapter on Facebook, and you can check out more information about these events as well. There will be a free will offering taking place on that. All right, looking ahead quite into the future here, we're going to give you a heads up on it, though. March 7th, the Wood County Housing Summit will be taking place, finding solutions to the affordable housing crisis. That's March 7th from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at Mid-State Technical College. Register at bit.ly/Wood County Housing Summit. This is a very important event, and we do ask anyone who is interested in this to go ahead and to check that out. All right, that's going to do it for events, I think, today. And we're going to be, let's wrap up the show here. I want to remind everyone that coming up next is the Cripes Cast from noon to 1. We do have a new lineup of sorts on Saturdays, and you'll be noticing that as we go along here over the next couple of weekends for if there's no sports going on, of course. We have a new lineup for Civic Media, and you can listen to that. Of course, our local shows are still going strong, and I do encourage you to check out tomorrow. Sunday at 1 o'clock, we've got the Sunshine Polka Show. From 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. From 8 to 9, we have Director's Cut. And we do please check out all of those shows. They're going to be both Seth Faces the Music and Director's Cut are going to be best of. But we hope you tune in anyway. Seth Faces the Music is going to be one from last year. And so that's always worth a second listen, in my humble opinion. But I also appreciate everyone who's called in today. Everyone who has... listen to Over the Back Fence now and over the years. Appreciate it. We'll be back next week from 11 to noon here on WFHR. We're going to go out with one more song to wrap up the day here. We've got our good friends at the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band with Mr. Bojangles from Will the Circle Be Unbroken. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you. In worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants, the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. I met him in a sail in New Orleans. I was smoke ran out. He talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. He said his name Bojangles and he danced a lick across the sail. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for we jumped so high. His clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. How his dog and him traveled about. The dog up and died, he up and died. After 20 years he still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky-tonk. For drinks and tears, but most of the time I spend behind these county bars. 'Cause I drinks a bit. He shook his head, and as he shook his head, I heard someone ask him, Bojangles, dance.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is your local Civic Media radio station.
Want to hear even more? Anytime?
Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
This is CBS News